The Natural Resources Defense Council report, Testing the Waters, ranks Ohio near the bottom of the pack, 29th of the 30 states surveyed. 22% of the water samples taken along the Lake Erie shore in the Buckeye State exceeded national standards for pollutants that can make swimmers sick. The council's John Devine.
More than two-thirds of the closings and advisories in 2011 were issued because testing revealed indicator bacterial levels in the water that were worse than public health standards.
The report blames much of the problem on stormwater runoff and sewage pollution. Devine says it's a growing problem.
There were 23,481 closing and advisory days at America's coastal and Great Lakes beaches in 2011, which is the third highest level in the 22 years since NREC began compiling this report. The Great Lakes region had the highest violation rate of beach water standards, 11% of samples in 2011.
One of the problems in the Great Lakes region is the prevalence of combined sewer systems. According to the report, 70% of all combined systems in the country are in the area. These systems, which collect sanitary sewage and stormwater runoff in a single pipe, are more easily overwhelmed by heavy rainfall and dump into local waterways. The report notes that the frequency of heavy rainstorms in the Great Lakes region has more than doubled in the past 50 years. The report calls for more stringent safety standards and greater enforcement of polluted stormwater runoff. It also includes a ratings guide to the health of the most popular vacation beaches in the country. The complete report is available at nrdc.org. I'm Allison Holm, WCBE News.